This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. On a windy weekday, KUNM's Bryce Dix went to a modest farm in Albuquerque's South Valley, and it's from there that we continue our Voices Behind the Vote series, speaking with a voter who's concerned about his livestock, government spending, and his children's futures.
My name is Jason Tapia. I live in the South Valley of Albuquerque. Been down here in the far South Valley most of my life. This is where I grew up. Ever since I turned 18, I've always voted in everything. And it's not because even when I was 18, I was super political. I just was taught as my family, and if you're an American, your way to voice your opinion is by voting.
Right now we got the two goats, three turkeys, and a bunch of chickens. But we're gonna get rid of half of these chickens.
I live in the county, so I can't vote in the city, but I can vote for county people. And I just feel that my guy doesn't represent me. I've tried to talk to him, tried to go by his office, tried to make phone calls, emails. He never gets back with me. Being that I live on a farm, I've had many issues with wild animals, coyotes. One year we got 80 animals killed. We repurchased animals and they got killed again. There's five counties in the state of New Mexico that don't allow government-based trapping of coyotes. Game and Fish considers coyotes to be nuisance animals. They say go ahead and shoot them, but I can't fire and discharge a firearm inside the city limits. Animal control says I cannot trap these animals with traps other than live traps, and a coyote's not going to go in a live trap. They're too smart. So I've proposed and tried to get some government trappers who are more than willing to come out here and take care of this, but I need support also from my county commissioners who, again, are unwilling to help me.
Come here.
I have to feed her up here because the dog tries to get her. In today's climate, especially as a conservative person or Republican, you're afraid you can't put any bumper stickers out. You can't put yard signs out in your yard because your fear of vandalizing your home, vandalizing your vehicle when you're not around. You got to be careful who you talk to because they're going to call you a racist. My neighbor, when Bush was going for a second term, I put a Bush sign out front, and we didn't really talk politics to her, but we got along with our neighbor. And ever since that sign was out there, you damn Republican neighbor, or yell it at me from across the way, and we don't talk to her very much anymore. And when I have talked to her, what's wrong with you? Why are you angry? Because I don't talk politics to you. Oh, it must be nice to be a rich Republican neighbor. You live right next door to me.
I don't like buying meat from the store. I just don't care for the flavor of it. Even the eggs, like the eggs are... When you grow your own eggs, you raise your own chickens, they have their own eggs. And then you go to a restaurant to eat, the eggs just taste nasty.
I'm just really concerned about this upcoming election due to the fact of the future for my children, the immediate future for our lifestyle, and the distant future. The government, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, they tend to want to claim or believe that the tax dollars belongs to them, when in reality it's our money, it's the citizens' money. And I see too many times where they take that and build upon government and grow it to the extent of, when are you going to realize that you can't just keep consuming and spending? That's my big fear. Is what is it going to? How's it going to affect my children as they get older? Are we ever going to get out from under this, or are we going to start selling off portions of the United States to other countries to pay our debts? I just feel like there's ways to save a lot more money versus always just willing to give it to the person or the business that has a contract just consuming off of us.
That was voter Jason Tapia talking with KUNM's Bryce Dix. To hear more from our Voices Behind the Vote series, go to KUNM.org. This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. The public can now weigh in on whether to ban controversial cyanide bombs that federal officials use for wildlife control. KUNM's Bryce Dix reports.
The cyanide bombs are called M44s, and they're used to kill wild animals that harm livestock. The EPA is reviewing the use of cyanide in wildlife management, and advocates want to see it banned. Colette Atkins says there's no guarantee that the animals that are targeted, coyotes for example, are the ones that are killed. She's with the Center for Biological Diversity.
The real problem with these devices is that they're indiscriminate because anything can tug on that device. Anything that comes by can be killed by it. They're just too dangerous to have on our public lands.
In New Mexico since 2010, 315 animals were killed by cyanide bombs, even though they weren't the targeted animals. That's according to data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. People can be at risk, too. Last year, a teenage boy in Idaho was temporarily blinded from an M44 and his dog was killed. The EPA is taking public comment through February 4th. For KUNM, I'm Bryce Sticks.
This is KUNM. I'm May Ortega. You know all those striped narrow lanes for cyclists on Albuquerque streets? Starting next month, you'll no longer be able to block those bike lanes when you park your car. KUNM's Bryce Dix reports.
Parking in a bike lane has always been illegal in Albuquerque, but starting February 1st, the city will be issuing tickets and fines. Leanne Ratzlaff says this will be a good thing for both drivers and cyclists. She's with Bike Berkey.
It's really essential for cyclists to be able to have a clear path of transport. If we don't, then we veer into traffic and it puts ourselves at risk. It complicates and confuses drivers, and it really just limits the flow of traffic.
Bicycle safety is a problem in New Mexico. Last year, 9 cyclists were killed in car accidents, according to the New Mexico Department of Transportation. That's up from just 2 in 2017. For KUNM, I'm Bryce Sticks.
You're listening to KUNM. I'm Celia Rainey. A bill that will allow people with terminal illnesses to get medical help to end their lives made it through a legislative committee today. KUNM's Bryce Dix reports.
The Human Services and Health Committee passed the proposal on a 4-3 vote, with some lawmakers expressing concerns about who would be eligible. Representative Gail Armstrong of Magdalena opposed the measure. The Republican worried that people would refuse to take medications for things like cancer or diabetes and then qualify for physician-assisted suicide.
This is a what-if for me, and I'm just trying, honestly, Madam Chair, to just think of all the safeguards for my community and my constituents.
The bill requires patients to be mentally competent, and a medical professional would have to sign off on any requests for aid in dying. It now goes to the House Judiciary Committee for review. For KUNM, I'm Bryce Dix.
This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. A bill that could expand access to dental services around the state made it through a legislative committee on Wednesday. KUNM's Bryce Dix reports.
The measure would allow a new type of licensed practitioner called a dental therapist to perform common dental procedures in New Mexico. Republican Representative Gail Armstrong of Magdalena represents several rural communities. She sponsored the bill.
And it's highly needed. And especially in areas like mine, we don't have a lot of dentists. We are close to Navajo Reservation. We have 3 dentists in Socorro, one who's there only once a week.
Opponents say dental therapists would only be able to do certain things and that the measure could discourage dentists from setting up practices here. There are no accredited dental therapy training programs in the U.S. yet. But the legislation would make it possible for New Mexico universities and colleges to create them. The bill now goes to the House Judiciary Committee for review. For KUNM, I'm Bryce Dix.
This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. Eligible New Mexicans would be automatically registered to vote at Department of Motor Vehicles offices under a bill that lawmakers advanced Monday. You'd have to opt out of registering to vote instead of opting in. Here's KUNM's Bryce Dix to explain.
Now, when you get your driver's license, the folks at the DMV ask if you want to register to vote. This bill would make registering to vote automatic unless you don't want to. Then you'd have the chance to opt out. Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse-Oliver told the House Judiciary Committee Monday the measure would make voter registration more effective and save money.
It's a really minor change, but we think it's a change that will help ensure an even greater number of registered voters and an even greater number of accurate voter records.
The bill could increase voter registration applicants by 30%, according to our office's analysis. It passed 9-4 and now goes to the House floor. For KUNM, I'm Bryce Sticks.